This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Japanese beetle adults, green June beetle adults, mimosa webworm, and fall armyworm are all active in Kansas. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd discusses the damage they can cause and if there's anything that can be done to control them. Raymond, a lot to cover this week. Let's start off first with the Japanese beetle adults. What are we seeing there?
Well, what we're seeing, Jeff, is a lot of damage. They typically emerge June and they're on July, August, going to September, depending on the temperature. But they're feeding on a wide diversity of plants. You can see the damage on roses and crepe myrtle and grapes and linden and sycamore trees. And so what do you do? Well, if the damage is extensive, the only thing is to spray with an insecticide. However, many of those insecticides will harm some of the beneficial insects. And remember, Carbaryl, which was the active ingredient in 7, is no longer available. So the new formulations of 7 have a pyrethroid in them, whether it be landocyhalothrin or bifenthrin and cyfluthrin. Those are going to kill natural enemies along with bees and pollinators also. So you have to be careful about applying those. Do it when the pollinators and bees are not active. So make your applications in the early morning or late evening. But make an assessment at this point. Here we are in August. You know, is it worth to spray at this point if the damage is already going to be, you can't salvage them. And then, of course, don't use the Japanese beetle traps. One of our recommendations from K-State Extension is giving your neighbors as Christmas presents because they attract more Japanese beetles into an area than you'll normally see, especially in urban areas. So at this point, make an assessment. If it warrants a spray, fine. If not, just let it go. The Japanese beetles, females, will lay the eggs in the turf grass, and then the larva will emerge, you close, and then they'll be in the ground for the remainder of the season.
And then I assume we're also seeing some damage from the green June beetles as well?
Yeah, they do get confused, but the green June beetle is larger and less of a pest problem. They're just more noticeable because they're flying around and they run into people. The larvae are in the soil, just like Japanese beetle, and then when they come out, they crawl on their back. But they're less of a problem than Japanese beetle adults. They do sometimes feed on some trees, maples and oaks, but they'll also feed on fruit like apple or peaches or nectarine fruit. At this point, apples. But they're not a major problem overall. We do have an extension fact sheet on both of them, one on Japanese beetle and green June beetle you can download online to get more information.
We are seeing some damage, though, from the mimosa webworm.
Yes. If you have honey locust trees or mimosa trees and the tips are browning back, that is an indication of mimosa webworm, which is a caterpillar, and there's nothing you can do about it right now. This is a very difficult insect to deal with because the window of opportunity for management is very narrow. You have to spray before the leaves close in because at that point it protects the caterpillars. If the damage is too bad, you're just going to have to live with it. If you have the ability, you can prune out some of the damaged areas, but sometimes that's just not going to be practical because of the size of the trees. As long as the trees are not getting heavily infested, 80% almost the damage, and you have large trees, you should be okay. But next year, call the Extension Office or Department of Entomology about timing of applications because, like I said, that window of application for an insecticide is very narrow.
In terms of the fall armyworm, what are we seeing there?
We are getting some inquiries, Jeff, about fall armyworm. Of course, 2022 is that almost biblical year. But we've had some isolated cases, Wichita and around Manhattan and others, where the larvae are feeding on turf grass and also on brome or fescue in the pasture areas at high numbers. I got a call yesterday. Somebody was saying they were getting about 10 to 15 per square foot. That's substantial. So if you need to treat because of the potential damage, do so. There's Extension publication on fall armyworm. You can get information. Contact your Extension office or our Department of Entomology for materials you can use. I will say that the pyrethroids, landocyhalothrin, permethrin, cyfluthrin, are probably going to be the ones to use because they go through 6 larval instars. And so the last 3 are the most damaging, and you need something that's going to kill those instars, and it's basically going to be pyrethroids at this point. Unfortunately, they will negatively impact some beneficial insects and pollinators. So you have to be very judicious use of these when you make your applications. But yeah, if you think that there's sufficient numbers, then spray. If not, just let them go because they will eventually dissipate.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. Again, for more information, contact your local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.